floating face down near Santa Catalina Island in California. The body of a beautiful woman was found. Wearing a flannel nightgown, a down jacket, and wool socks, with a small inflatable boat which was beside her, with the engine no longer running. This discovery was a true tragedy, yes, but to the public, even more so, because the person that was left floating on the morning of December 1st, 1981, at 7:45 a.m., was that of the famous actress, Natalie Wood. The star of many acclaimed movies, including Miracle on 34th Street, Rebel Without a Cause, and West Side Story, was vacationing with her husband, actor Robert Wagner, and her co-star in her latest film, Christopher Walken. The Wagners loved to travel on their boat called the Slenderous, so it came to no surprise that once they both had some free time, that they quickly jumped aboard and set away from the busy city life. Captained by a man named Dennis Davern, the group decided to visit the Santa Catalina Island. The events that followed their arrival to the island are still to this day somewhat of a mystery. It started out harmless enough. After some fun in the sun, the Wagners and their friend Walken got ready for dinner, which they were to go to shore for. During this time, many witnesses say the group seemed happy and had a few glasses of wine. After dinner, the group returned to the boat. The next morning, Natalie was found dead due to drowning about a mile away from their anchored boat. The coroner performed an autopsy and found bruising on her body, which led them to believe that it was caused by her falling overboard, and they also found scratches on the inflatable boat, which led to the same conclusion. Some other things that they found was that she had three different medications in her bloodstream that night, along with a blood alcohol level of 0.14, which was just above the legal limit, which was 0.10. After some digging, the investigators found out that during the night, a heated argument broke out between Robert and Christopher over political differences. They also found out that it was common for Natalie to leave when arguments started, be it with her or with someone else, in order to just get away from it. Because of this, they believed that on that night, around 1 a.m., Natalie got tired of hearing the argument and decided to try and leave the boat, untying the inflatable dinghy called the Prince Valiant. In doing so, she then fell into the water, possibly hitting her head. After looking over the results of the event that night and her body, and after interviewing other witnesses and friends of the Wagners, the police ruled her death as an accident due to drowning. But that's not the end of this story. It wouldn't take long for new information to come out to the public. You see, many people still question that the actress's death was an accident, including the lead investigator, who actually ended up losing his job because he tried to tell the public a key fact. The night Natalie went missing, Wagner and Walken weren't arguing over political differences. They were actually arguing over how much Natalie was spending time with Walken. The investigator even wrote in his book in 1983, titled Coroner, that he wondered why did Wood slip out to the yacht's stern in the middle of the night and untied the dinghy? Where was she going? And why did it take so long for the men aboard to realize she was gone? More information continued to appear when Natalie's sister wrote her own book in 1984, saying that Natalie had a great fear of dark water, and that she would never venture out into the water alone at night. With the death of his wife now in question again, Wagner decided to write his own book. In it, he described how he and Walken were engaged in a political debate for much of the evening, prompting his bored wife to check out of the discussion and head to bed. He theorized that she was unable to sleep with a dinghy banging against the yacht, and fell and hit her head while attempting to tighten the line. Oddly enough, this isn't what he actually said to the police. During his initial interrogation, he admitted to arguing with Natalie about her extended time away from him and their family. It was just one of the many inconsistencies that surfaced as accounts of the night's events evolved over the years. Even with conflicting accounts of that night, it would take the boat captain, Davern, coming forth with new information for the case to actually be reopened. In March of 2000, a story in Vanity Fair, the captain divulged that Wood and Walken had been flirting throughout the weekend, and that things turned nasty after the foursome returned to the Splendor, after an evening spent drinking on the island. According to Davern, Wagner at one point smashed a wine bottle on the table and yelled at Walken, "What are you trying to do? Get with my wife?" Wood stormed off and slammed the door of a room, with Wagner eventually heading down to confront her, setting off what Davern recalled as an epic fight. He claimed to have heard the dinghy being untied before Wagner returned, tousled and sweating profusely. With Walken in bed for the night, the two remaining men stayed up for more drinks before Wagner at around 1:30 a.m. said he would check in on his wife. He returned with the news that he couldn't find her, prompting Davern to conduct his own search. At that point, the captain recalled, Wagner rejected his suggestions to turn on the floodlights and look for Wood in the water. "We don't want to do anything, Dennis, because we don't want to alert all these people," the actor allegedly said, before they finally radioed for help. Wagner revisited the case one more time in his 2008 book, where he said, "There are only two possibilities. Either she was trying to get away from the argument, or she was trying to tie the dinghy," he wrote. "But the bottom line is that nobody actually knows what happened." 2 years later, after Davern's full story was finally released to the public, he was among the 700-plus people who signed a petition over the flawed investigation into Wood's death, prompting the LA County Sheriff's Department to reopen the case. After looking into the new evidence, the LA County coroner changed her death from accidental to drowning and other undetermined factors, citing a closer examination of bruises that suggested Wood was assaulted. By 2018, police had finally reclassified Natalie's death as suspicious after continuous talks with Wagner's neighbors and fellow boaters. No charges had been filed at the time of writing of this podcast. Will we ever get the true answers to what actually happened that night when Natalie Wood lost her life? Now with Wagner at 90 years of age, I believe that this is one mystery that may never be solved. That is, until reports of the Wagner's boat being haunted started coming out. A few years after Natalie's death, the Wagner's boat was put up for sale. It's only had two owners, the Wagner's and the current owner, who strongly believes that his boat is haunted by none other than Natalie Wood herself. Because strange things tend to happen to people while on board a ship. One instance he described was one day when he heard the ringing of his phone. You see, this phone is in the room that was once Natalie's. And as the owner got closer to her room, he fell straight to the stairs, ripping a large cut in his right knee. After further examining his wound, he realized it was in the shape of a V. What just so happens that the lifeboat, which went missing the same night as Natalie's death, was named the Valiant. The current owner even had the boat cleansed by a priest. Once they arrived at the boat, the priest was overcome with a depressed sadness. He even stated, "There is so much sadness on this boat. I'm having a hard time." After recovering from the sadness, He then said, "The bad spirits are gone. It's now time for you to make the good spirits welcome here." All of a sudden, a massive cold air entered the room. Hot and humid to crisp cold air in a matter of seconds. Some believe that these events are good spirits entering an area. The old Captain Davern even has a clock he says was gifted to him by Natalie, which never really worked until one day when it just started chiming again. Is it possible that the Wagner's old boat is actually haunted by the ghost of Natalie Wood? Or is it all just random related events? With all the evidence pointing to a possible heated domestic dispute, it wouldn't surprise me if Wagner did kill his wife that night. After all, they were both drunk, Wagner more so, and people do stupid things when they're drunk. Overall, everything points to a night of fear and sadness for Natalie, and I believe that with events like that, it wouldn't surprise me that it left its mark on our world, possibly leading to something out of this world. This is Origin Mysteries. Experience the mysterious. Thank you guys so much for listening. I'm really interested in what you think about this episode, so please leave me a review on Apple Podcasts. It really does make a difference. Also, reach out to me via Instagram at Origin Mysteries. Lastly, thanks again for subscribing and listening. We'll see you next time.